Got 9 minutes to maximize your travel and casino experience? Welcome to Zorkcast, powered by TravelZork, helping you travel smarter, gamble smarter, and maximize your adventures. From airline miles and hotel points to living in the lap of luxury in a Las Vegas casino, you'll find all the knowledge you need to travel in style, brought to you in 9 minutes or less. Now, please welcome the host of Zorkcast, Michael Mason Traeger.
Hello, and welcome back to Zorkcast. Steve and I are back today for another day of
Las Vegas.
Vegasy goodness. I was thinking you were going to come up with something more creative than Las Vegas.
You kind of put me on the spot. You didn't give me any warning. You just put me on the spot.
That's the goal, is to put you on the spot. Okay, that's what I do here. You need to get used to that. I do that to people all the time.
Yeah, Michael some is really people, just a bully.
Yes, I'm hard. Somebody once called me on Twitter pompous and arrogant.
Why am I surprised?
But actually, I think you're more pompous and arrogant than I am. You're a closet pompous, arrogant person.
Hey, I'm British. I'm allowed.
Yeah, that's true. You are. It's okay. Let's not spend the first 10 minutes talking about...
Can I just point out, though, I'm not pompous and arrogant.
It is duly noted, but that's not for me to decide. That's for the audience.
I want that in the show notes.
I will send anybody 5 TravelZork keychain luggage tags if you leave an Apple review saying that you love the show, but Steve is pompous and arrogant. Anyway, okay. <It's>
I hate you.
Oh, by the way. Okay, here we go. So we're going to talk today. Today is the second part of my death trip to Las Vegas. And now that I'm entering in day 10 of quarantine, I'm feeling a little bit more comfortable with myself. So this was the point at which I made an unexpected extension of my trip to Las Vegas. I was in Las Vegas from the 4th of June. From the very beginning of the reopening, and I was spending 6 nights at Caesars, and then I was going to drive back to Los Angeles and fly from LAX to Heathrow. But I got a great idea at about 2:00 in the morning that I hadn't really felt that 6 days was enough in Las Vegas, which I know many in our audience will agree with. So I decided to extend for 3 more days.
So this was an excellent decision, I think, because you basically did nothing for the first 6 days.
You know, I will say that, you know, Vegas is usually sensory overload, but I think adding in the COVID situation and all of the Vegas changes, as well as, you know, things like wearing your mask and getting used to all the peculiar things, like even like lining up at Starbucks, standing in the corner of the elevator, you know, because you have the corners of the elevator for distancing. I think there's just a lot to take in, you know, because things have changed, especially things like, I think, did I go over in the last episode? I can't remember, but like the whole high five thing, you know, I love telling that story, the whole high five, you know, everything changes. Like all of a sudden, like things that were so normal for you for so many years have changed. And, you know, right now, today is the 24th of June. And if we go back a year from now, on the 23rd of June was the actual official opening of Encore Boston Harbor. And in 2 days from now, it's my birthday on the 26th of June. And that was the day that I flew from Amsterdam to London to Boston for me to experience the opening weekend at Encore Boston Harbor. And I was just thinking this morning how much things have changed, you know, in the world. So it really does grip you sometimes when you just stop for a moment and you go, wow.
So it wasn't at all the fact that you'd sort of said to your wife, I need to go on this business trip to cover this for TravelZork, realized after 6 days you hadn't done anything you needed to do and needed to extend for that reason.
Yeah, probably something like that. I felt I needed some more time and I didn't see everything I needed to see. The funny thing about it was that even after that extension for the 3 days, I'm like, God, I should have extended for 6 days. But anyway, and one of the fun things, and I've mentioned this before on one or two other podcasts. So it was 2:00 or 3:00 in the morning. So I pop out of bed. I'm like, cool. I'm going to call British Airways in London. This is super convenient. Got the duty office. They actually called me back. And since there are no change fees right now on flights, I had upgraded on the way home. I had booked by flight, but they were able to change everything to have me come home 3 days later. The rental car, I had to call Avis directly. That turned out to be just over $60 to extend my rental car for 3 days. And I had unlimited mileage. Mm-hmm. So that was awesome. And I had also gotten a great upgrade from Avis. So basically extending this trip from a car and flight standpoint cost me $63. So now I had 3 nights and I needed to decide where am I going to stay in Vegas. And we had a little bit of fun with that because we were bantering about that on Twitter a little bit. You always thought I was going to wind up where I did wind up.
Yes, I did, because I knew, I know you. I know what your travel tastes are, I think.
And also, I felt a little abused at Caesars. I mean, literally, I think I've shown the picture before, especially with doing so many podcast interviews and trying to, you know, arrange so many photos and putting together a neat collaboration with the Daily Mail. My room was such a mess. And I'm actually a really neat person, so I love daily housekeeping. Actually, I believe in a civilized society, you should have twice daily housekeeping. But
when you hear where he ends up staying, all of this will make sense.
So if you can imagine my room at Caesars after 6 nights of no housekeeping, all the towels, all the mess, all the Starbucks, all the ashes and ashtrays filled up and just tons of stuff. And the first couple of days, I was really good because I was filling my little Starbucks bag with my garbage and bringing it down to do. But, you know, I hate that on vacation. You know, I mean, you have to be doing garbage runs on vacation from my room. So I'm not going to go into this because it's another episode of the methodology of how I booked for Wynn Las Vegas. I think we should put that on the list because we should talk about this virtuoso thing. I think we'll do this next week. Does that sound good? Yeah, but okay. Yes. So to give a short story, just to keep it with the casino people, the situation with Wynn is I've been a decent player at Encore Boston Harbor. I've never really been a Wynn Las Vegas person. So the first thing I did is I contacted my host at Encore Boston Harbor. She was able to get me in touch with a wonderful host at Wynn Las Vegas. That host met me right after I pulled up at Valet, and I was able to get everything sorted because of the situation with Virtuoso and some other stuff. I mean, lots of goodness happened here. That host wound up taking care of a ton of food and beverage for me. Virtuoso wound up getting me an upgrade to a parlor suite and also into Wynn Tower Suites. So this turned out to be the alignment of everything that brings joy to Michael in his life.
They had Valet.
Oh, yes. And when you pulled up at Valet, they put hand sanitizer on and put hand sanitizer like on the handles of your bags. So you felt like this showing up at Wynn after being at Caesars with no valet. Mind you, I do believe they have valet now at Caesars for specific categories, like possibly hotel guests. But, you know, I left Caesars schlepping my bags from the Augustus Tower to the parking lot, which is not a short walk, mind you. So I'm schwitzing. I've got this, you know the word schwitz? Have you ever heard that word before? It's a Yiddish word for like sweating.
I've never heard that word.
Okay. Well, I'm totally sweating. And of course, the first thing I'm thinking, I get into the rental car at Caesars. I put the air conditioning on full blast because I said, you know, I'm going to get to Wynn and I know they have thermal scanners and I'm going to like the red alert's going to go off as I walk into the hotel because I'm so hot, you know, from. So it really was a different experience pulling up at Tower. Tower Suites has its own valet entrance. That's across from Venetian Palazzo. I think that's Mountain Something Road. And there's a really nice entrance. I pulled up to the Tower Suites entrance and it was just calm and beautiful. You know, all of the Wynn bellhops were there. Everything was just, it was just smooth. I walked into Wynn. They do the thermal scanning, but it's so unobtrusive. So you don't even realize that anyone's taking your temperature, which is the right way to do it. I went to Tower Suites check-in and it was just lovely. I mean, it smelled nice. It was quiet and they had put up all those plastic shields, like blank bank teller shields for the people at the desk.
Are they temperature checking everyone at Wynn? Is that right?
Yes. So Wynn is temperature checking everybody as you walk in. So the only difference they've made, if you think of an entrance, you usually can enter if there are multiple doors. You can enter anywhere. Well, now you sort of have to enter on the right and exit on the left so that everybody goes past the thermal scanners, if that makes sense to you. And I just got word from a secret source. I don't think this is particularly secret, but they're going to be doing the same at Encore Boston Harbor. And I think they're covering, I think there are 11 entrances, 10 or 11 entrances at Encore Boston Harbor, and they're going to be doing the thermal scanning there. So it's a really smart way to do it. And I've also covered this before. I know the first reaction by a lot of people when we talk about the thermal scanning is like, oh, it's too late by that point. Somebody's sick. You know, why are you, you know, people, you could be asymptomatic and everything. But you know what? The thing about it is that sometimes sick people make stupid decisions, you know, and go places when they're sick or they shouldn't be. So yes, it's not going to have anything to do with somebody who's asymptomatic or who just got COVID and isn't showing signs yet, but it does prevent, you know, people who potentially make bad decisions. And a lot of people do make bad decisions. So I still think it's good. It's still something good for them to do. Of course, it's not a super preventative measure, but I don't think people should be as negative about it as they are.
It's kind of like peace of mind, isn't it? I have no problem with it.
Yeah. I mean, and, you know, I gave the example is like, imagine somebody who just got sick and they're starting to get the symptoms of COVID. But like they really want to get to the sports book to place a bet, you know, which might not be the most unusual thing in the world. And they might say, well, I'm not feeling really well. Maybe I have COVID. Maybe I don't. But I got to get my money down on this. So, you know, people make, you know, so this is a good way to say, hey, wait a second. You know, we definitely don't want people who are feeling sick in this property.
I haven't heard any examples of people getting caught out. So I suspect that it's fine. And you probably won't come up hot just if you're hot, for example.
No, I don't believe you will. I think that's not the way temperature checks work. I think it's a funny thing for us to talk about, especially because it's so hot in Las Vegas. So that was wonderful. I was in Tower Suites. I went up to my lovely parlor suite. It's a great room. It was on a smoking floor, so you would never know that anyone has ever smoked in this room since the opening of Wynn Las Vegas.
You had a video of the room, right? I think on is it on the YouTube channel?
Yeah, I think I have another one I have to put up. Maybe by the time this episode comes out, I'll put it up and I'll put it in the show notes. The ashtrays are amazing too. Those crystal ashtrays were like awesome. Like I just get all the details at Wynn are amazing. Of course, my bags were delivered to me. And then my host surprised me, and I didn't do this on purpose, but this is so Wynn Las Vegas. When I met her at the lobby, I asked her if she could do me a huge favor and book me a manicure, pedicure, haircut, and shave. She took care of that spectacularly. But I also mentioned to her that a year earlier, you know, that I was going to get back to the UK and be in quarantine for my birthday. And a year earlier for my birthday, I was at the opening of Encore Boston Harbor. I was just saying this because I like to talk, but
well,
yeah. Well, you know, silent podcasts would be awful boring.
I have to fight to get a word in.
But anyway, she wound up surprising me with the most glorious birthday cake, a bottle of champagne. And I asked for the amenity in my room, lots of sparkling water and lots of still water. And they sent up 6 liters of Acquapana and 6 liters of Pellegrino. So I was probably the most hydrated man in Las Vegas.
And did you finally eat your cake? Because when I last spoke to you, you hadn't eaten it yet.
I ate it on the last night when I got back. Well, I didn't like eat the whole cake. I ate a little bit of the cake and then I ate some of the frosting because one of my secret luxuries is just eating the frosting off of cakes.
Nice.
Yeah. So, and it was mine. It was my birthday cake and I could do whatever I wanted, but it was so good because it's covered. I think they call it a fondant. It's covered. It has this like coating. Oh, it just is amazing. So anyway, the whole
I just got visions of you taking big handfuls of this cake and shoving it into your mouth now.
Yeah, that's on the outtakes video. But anyway, everything at Wynn was the polar opposite of Caesar's. They had valet, they had bellhop service, they had room service, they had housekeeping. Not only did they have housekeeping, they had twice daily housekeeping and turndown, though you needed to request your turndown service.
So, all right, so just pause there a second. Here's an interesting question for you. Caesars were saying they couldn't provide those services because it wasn't safe to do so. Is that right? Wynn clearly thinks it's safe to do so, or what?
Yes. Now, Caesars was basically, and I would be happy to be corrected by this, but Caesars won't talk to me anymore. So Caesars basically says that employees should not be interacting with guests in their hotel room. So they shouldn't be delivering things or handing them things or doing stuff like that. Of course, one of my things was like, well, room service, even if you feel that way, you could leave a room service cart outside the room and knock on the door, knock, 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 your room service is here, and the person goes away and you wheel it in. But let's just set that aside. So Caesars basically is thinking for the protection of their employees as well as the protection of their guests, not having their employees in the guest room is the safest way to be. Wynn, I don't believe that's true because the employees, A, are COVID tested often. B, the employees are wearing masks. C, the employees are sanitizing properly before they go to the guest rooms. So this argument to me doesn't really make a lot of sense. Now, what Wynn has done is they've implemented procedures which actually have a lot of common sense with regard to making customers feel comfortable. Let's take room service, for example. When you place your room service order at Wynn Las Vegas, what they say at room service is, you have three options, Mr. Traeger. We can leave the cart outside your door. We can roll the cart in, or we can roll the cart in and set up the room service the way we regularly would. So they allow you to decide on your comfort level, which I think is really smart.
That's a good idea. Yeah. And what did you decide?
Well, considering that literally the employees of Wynn dip themselves in hand sanitizer like 100 times a day, I decided that I wanted them to come in and set up my room service proper because I like the way room service is set up. And even the little details, the best detail, this is my favorite detail, the pen condom. Then when they give you your check to sign, the pen is inside of a little disposable plastic sleeve. So that you know that the pen's been sanitized and clean so that when you take the pen to sign your check. These are the kind of details that are amazing, you know, just amazing to me. Other details like when they go to do turndown service. One night I thought I was leaving. I called. I said, do turndown. I got caught on the phone in the bedroom. The lady comes to do turndown service. I see her. She says, oh, it's fine. You're here. I'm going to start in the living room with turndown service. Close the door to the bedroom. I was on the phone longer than I wanted. I came out to leave. I came into the living room. Living room was done. I called up right away. The woman came right back. I said, I'm so sorry to make you come back again. And she's like, no, that's what we do, you know, for social distancing. You were in the bedroom. I finished. I couldn't come in the bedroom because you were in the bedroom. So, you know, we just leave. And then we come back when you tell us to come back. And then we'll finish the turndown in the bedroom and the bathroom. So instead of making excuses of why they can't do things, they're finding logical ways to provide the service, which are safe. And I think that makes a lot of sense to me.
So it's like a whole other world to your experience at Caesars then, really.
Yeah. Well, let's take the example of a minibar. Caesars, well, I don't even know if this is true or not. Like Caesars Augustus, the minibars are empty. When I stayed at the Augustus Tower years ago, the minibars were full. I don't know if they emptied the minibars out for COVID or if they emptied them out because Caesars stopped doing minibars, which I think they might have done a year or two ago.
I didn't hear that. I just figured it was COVID, but I may be wrong.
Okay. Well,
I don't stay at Caesars properties anymore. You know this.
Yeah. Well, how does Wynn Las Vegas do the minibar? So Wynn Las Vegas has locked the minibars. They have put the minibar menu on the television. And then you can order anything from the minibar without paying a service charge or a delivery fee. So just like taking out of your minibar. So if you look at the television and you want, now, of course, yes, minibars are overpriced, but when you want something at 3 o'clock in the morning and you want one beer, that's just what you want. But that's literally what you could do. Yeah. You can literally just order one overpriced beer and they will deliver you one beer without an auto gratuity and without a service charge. And then an hour later, you could call and order one more beer and they'll do that. And anyone who orders room service understands that room service usually has a delivery charge and a service charge. So what they've done is they've created, instead of saying sorry, not sorry, because of COVID, there's no mini bar. They found a solution to the mini bar.
Which is what you want. This is what you want from your experience, isn't it? You want solutions. You don't want them to just ignore the problem.
Right. You know, all of the things that they remind you at Wynn Las Vegas, the Wynn magazine is now in plastic and you have to take the plastic off of the Wynn magazine. When you call for room service, they remind you that everything from that room service tray will have to be thrown away, even if not opened. So they say, do you want ketchup? Do you want salt or pepper? You know, so they try to be conscious of the fact they explain to you that everything is literally trashed from the room service tray, that they cannot reuse anything, even if there were unopened ketchups or unopened maple syrups or things. So they try to be conscious of that and they ask you what you want, you know, so that they can give you what you want without wasting too much. But what's nice about it is they educate you about it. You know, like they tell you, it's not like we're not leaving off the pepper because we're assholes. We're leaving it off because if we put a pepper shaker on the tray, we're going to have to throw it out. So we want to know, do you really want pepper? You know, and I think that's a good way to do it. So are you impressed?
Yes, I am. I'm completely flabbergasted by the difference between Caesars and Wynn. I don't get it. I don't understand why Caesars would drop the ball so much.
Yeah, it's really strange. Now, let's be a little bit fair here. My dining experiences at Old Homestead and Nobu at Caesars were fine. They were properly social distanced. The fine dining restaurants seemed fine. I will tell you, dining at fine dining restaurants at 50% capacity is really a little bit of a luxury because now the restaurants are much less crowded and much quieter. But even then, it seemed like they were going to another level at Wynn Las Vegas. So when I went to SW Steakhouse, I think this is overkill personally, but the podium where the reception person who seats you is all covered in plexiglass. And I joked with her. I said, huh, you always wanted to work in a bank, huh? I have a great picture of that too. But when I sat down and I talked to the waitress, the wait person who was really, really nice, she was telling me like, you know, you see these tables, we measure them every morning, which I totally believe. She also said, you know, the service is going to be a little bit slower because every time I touch that computer, I need to sanitize. You know, at SW Steakhouse, and she said, you know, there are certain things we're not serving for this reason or that reason, but she's like, we are like doing a ton of sanitizing procedures, you know, between service and everything. And you really felt it. And it was a really nice dinner.
So at the moment, would you say if you're going to Vegas, Wynn is the place to stay with regards to the whole COVID thing?
I would say on the hotel side, it's very, very good. Now, of course, I haven't heard many comparisons with Venetian Palazzo, so I don't know. I don't know what the experience has been like at Bellagio. I will say, and this is me being negative Michael, and I'm usually positive, you know, Caesars and MGM are known for cost cutting. And we all know that a lot of these things that Caesars has done, like no room service and no housekeeping, it doesn't have to do with COVID. It probably has to do with the fact that they haven't taken enough employees off of furlough and they don't have enough staff. And it's just easier to say no housekeeping because of COVID, because we didn't get our act together and get things going. And you know why I say that is even more so now when someone the other day said, hey, Michael, guess what? They now have valet at Caesars. I'm like, So I guess they're starting to bring enough employees back and starting to get it together. So, you know, what does a company like Wynn do? To the best of my knowledge, Wynn has been paying all their employees completely, you know, through this whole COVID thing until opening. A company like Caesars and MGM probably does not operate like that. Now, everybody knew that the casinos were going to open in Nevada in June. Okay, you did not need to be brilliant for that. It wasn't an if, it was a when. Would they open June 4th? Would they open June 10th? Would they open June 20th? So a forward-thinking company would start bringing back staff the month before, the housekeeping people, all of that. A company that's cheap and penny-pinching is going to say, we're going to wait till the last minute to bring these employees back because we don't want to have to pay them. You know, my guess is even though Wynn had less staff than they would regularly have, they did a better job at planning. And I think it's not just planning. They were willing to spend more money getting themselves ready with regard to staffing than Caesars was. And like I said, I can't speak to MGM, you know, but I mean, I just, what I often say with Caesars is, you know, a lot of this penny pinching and cost cutting, it's a disease. And it's so embedded in their culture, you know, all the little nickel and like at Caesars, when I checked in and they said, oh, we're contactless, even though they take your credit card. So I don't understand how that's contactless. Oh, can I get two bottles of water? You know, my 7-star diamond water. No, we can't give you bottles of water because we're contactless. It's like, what? Here's the example. Wynn Las Vegas. Check this out. Get in my car to leave Wynn Las Vegas. Lovely bellhop. He goes, hey, Michael, would you like some water for your ride? I'm like, oh, my God, I would love a bunch of water. So I get in my car. He comes back. He opens the passenger door and he goes, I want you to know that I've sanitized my hands and I've sanitized all these water bottles before I'm giving them to you. And then he placed all the bottles on the passenger seat. So, I mean, there are ways to do this, right? You can do the right thing and be safe and still provide a level of service if you want to. If you want to train your employees, if you want to have enough employees, if you want to spend money on it, if you want to have the processes in place. So I'm very skeptical about Caesars with regard to that. And maybe I'm wrong, and I'm willing for anyone to call me out on that and show me how I'm wrong, but I'm sort of sticking with that narrative.
And maybe it's going to change over time too. I mean, we're basing this on your experience in the first week of reopening, right? So.
Yeah, which, you know what, that could be considered fair and unfair. Some might say, hey, Michael, you're being really harsh on Caesars, you know, getting their act together the first week of opening. My response to that would be, this was the most important reopening of their life. So they needed to spend money on it and do the right thing, and they had more than enough time to plan it. And Wynn did it. So I don't think the, oh, we're sorry, is a good excuse. I mean, I don't think it's a good excuse. But on the positive end, things might very well improve and a lot of these problems go away, which is good too. So, I mean, we'll just have to see. So that's what I got for you. It was a great, what we didn't touch on is some of the feelings with safety in the casinos. And a lot of that has been in a complete moving target now. If you didn't know, Las Vegas is now requiring either masks or plexiglass, you know, at casinos, that's being required. There is a lot of rumbling out there that masks are going to be required for all resort guests. I'm not sure how that's going to play out. So all of that's really a moving target, and we're just going to have to see. But obviously that comes into play a little bit. You know, that is something that you probably do need to think about, because unless you're just doing fine dining, just going to the socially distanced pool, just having breakfast and just staying in your suite, the time that you're going to interact most with people is if you're a table games player and you're at the table games. I guess slot players, they can avoid people if they want to. So I guess that could be an interesting conversation.
And maybe a future topic.
And maybe a future topic. So that's it. Anything else on your mind? Why don't you remind us, Steve, where people can get in contact with us and tell me I'm pompous and arrogant or wrong?
Well, the best place for me personally is definitely Twitter. So if you want to follow me or tweet me or whatever, I'm at Las Vegas UK. And Michael, I'll let you do your side.
Yes, and you can always find me at TravelZork. And please consider joining the TravelZork Facebook group. It's the Zorkcast TravelZork Facebook group. That link is in the show notes. And that group's been a lot of fun, and we share a lot of stuff there. Also, we do have another Facebook group that is specifically for New England casinos. That might be something for you to check out if you have any interest in New England casinos. And of course, if you're one of those pompous and arrogant British Airways Executive Club holders, we have a wonderful Facebook group for BAEC Gold and above, which always has wonderful, pompous, and arrogant conversation.
often not
started by me. Anyway, thank you everyone for joining us today. And until next time.
You've reached the end of your stay with us on this episode. But we encourage you to visit our website for more resources at TravelZork.com. And to continue the conversation on Twitter and Instagram at TravelZork and Facebook.com/TravelZork. Travel smarter, gamble smarter, and maximize your adventures right here on Zorkcast. Until next time, good luck.